You kids, when I was your age, we had achievements in games. If we did well in the game, we put it on pause and called our friends over to show them. Then again, it was a different time back then. We had friends.
Oh. Although I don't have any friends anymore. They all died back in the war.
Oh.
That's a little too old. Sorry. I miss my friends. But then I play Call of Duty again and I get them all back.
Can't play Call of Duty. Why? Is it the steep learning curve? No, the flashbacks. Which one? All of them? You were in every war? Yeah. I lied about my age. I told them I was 60. Grandpappy.
Vink?
Yeah, what?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm just, here, I'll close that. Sorry, I was, just playing my, 3DS Mini.
Your what?
3DS Mini.
Is that a new thing?
No, it's an old thing. That's the problem.
I'm really confused now.
Oh, well, I mean, I gotta think of something to differentiate. I suppose it could just be called the plain old boring 3DS.
Oh. I suppose.
No. It's... of course I'm talking about... We have the new one now.
Oh.
Yeah. The big one. The 3DS... Fat? No, we can't call it that. The 3DS... Ginormous.
Ginormous. Well, I mean, you know, I know that there were rumors during E3, but we saw all the videos, and nothing ever happened during the 3DS presentation, so obviously there's nothing that occurred with the 3DS. I mean, obviously.
Well, right. You see, and there's where Nintendo's like, oh, we were supposed to announce something at E3, you know, that they're like, oh, we thought it was just a time for Reggie to share his opinions on French cooking. So... And to give, you know, the casual something to do. Yeah. After, so like, okay, we'll play by your rules, E3, but we're not going to have one big presser that has a ton of announcements. We're going to have a little pre-presser that talks about the hardware. We'll have our regular presser, which doesn't talk about anything that anybody cares about except Pikmin.
And even then.
Then we'll have another show because we didn't have time to tell you about 3DS games because we spent so long wasting time on not announcing games for the Wii U. Sorry, I'm still bitter. But after that, yeah, they had the 3DS. Why don't they announce some games, some good games? But everyone was thinking, that's where they're going to announce the hardware, and then they didn't.
Right.
And then like a week later, they're like, oh yeah, that hardware. Like,
by the way,
themselves in the face and went, I knew we forgot something. We're about to ship this thing and nobody knows what it is. Okay, let's have another Nintendo Direct. Nintendo Directs are great because they're like right out of the blue, and they're like, okay, in like 24 hours we're gonna have a Nintendo Direct and we're gonna announce some stuff. We're not gonna tell you what it is. Just watch it.
That's both good and bad, I guess. I mean, I'm obviously the news still got out, and obviously it's still going to sell. I mean, you know, if the sales of the 3DS that have so far outpaced the original DS are any indication. Although some outlets, the news hasn't gotten to them yet that the 3DS isn't a failure. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. There was an article on CNET that was saying how much it was underselling. It was like it sold so little compared to the DS, and I'm like,
are you
DS
kidding?
Has been out for like 8 years now. You know, it was one of those Nintendo is doomed articles. Actually, I think that the title was "What Nintendo Needs to Do to Make a Comeback."
Are you?
And I'm like, yeah.
Exasperated sigh. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry,
and
everyone.
And the article said like, yeah, Nintendo sold 17 million compared to the DS, which sold 150 million. And I'm like, One of those has been out for 8 years.
The time and scales. I mean, you got to compare the time scales in
the trending. The trending is like if it continued as it was, it would be slight. It would probably be slightly less than the DS. But,
right.
But it not a failure scenario. Now the Wii, that needs to.
Yeah. Right. Right.
That needs to.
But they're on their way. They're releasing new hardware. Oh, that's got its own problems, right? Because it's not really clear to everyone that it's not just an add-on to the Wii.
Yeah, CNN and what was it, that late show that Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
Fallon. Announced. Yeah, well, he was holding it, announced that it was like an add-on to the Wii. And, I don't expect to get like the majority of my gaming news and ideas from Jimmy Fallon, you know,
right?
And
right.
It doesn't matter to me if he knows it or not. But like CNN, that one bothers me a little bit more because they're not supposed to be just talking heads. They're supposed to be like checking their research a little bit, at least, you know, a little bit.
But they got to compete with news networks that don't check their research at all. So,
that's a whole different topic. But anyway,
the palm trees in Madison are great this time of year, by the way.
Anyway, you know, it's just that's just the way it is. And Nintendo's got to fight, you know, to fix that image, because there's going to be a lot of angry parents on the day when they want to buy that new controller for the Wii that the kids already got.
Right.
We talked about this in our podcast, but I thought, you know,
it bears repeating.
A full year later,
yeah,
that idea would have gone away, but it hasn't. I mean, that's the thing. They never really made a big deal about showing the console itself, just the controller.
Right. And it was deliberate too, because they don't want to bring a lot of attention to the machine itself, because they want the gamepad to be the face of the console, which is precisely why they're having this problem.
They should have changed the name.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. But they want to, you know, dovetail the success. They did the same thing. Like, you know how the DS came out, it was going to be this like third tier, and they're still going to have the Game Boy, they're still going to have the GameCube, and you know, game, and then this DS thing, and then there was no more Game Boy. Once it was like, oh yeah, DS is way more popular. All right, well, you know, Game Boy, you had a good run. We'll see you later. We're gonna go with this thing now.
I guess, but like. It's just not a great brand anymore. It's not as strong as it was maybe when they thought of the concept of Wii U. But
probably.
Like, it's been dying for years now. Like, you know, there's no real games out on it. You know, it's the sales have been abysmal as of late.
Right.
You know, the Hindenburg was a great success as an airship, but you wouldn't name the next one Super Hindenburg. You know, I mean, you know,
oh my goodness,
it did very well during its run. You know, it's just. Near the end that it wasn't so hot. Okay, that's a really
It was incredibly
bad
hot at the end. Are you kidding me?
Oh, the huge manatee. All right, anyway.
So I guess the point here is that there are things you can complain about with Nintendo, but just make sure you're complaining about the right things.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, that's just the way it is. Nintendo's got to fix that. So anyway, yeah, they announced the 3DS LL. I guess it would be XL for
you. Yep, it's XL in the States.
Westerners.
Yeah.
You know, I had a discussion about this with one of my Japanese friends.
What does the LL stand for anyway? I'm sure I've asked this before, but you know, as well.
Nobody seems to know, because their sizes, like for their clothing sizes, their clothing size is like, you know, small, you know, medium. So S, M, then L, and then instead of XL it goes LL, and then like 3L, 4L, 5L, 6L.
Sure, okay, so that makes sense, because XL is, you know, like a clothing size, and yeah, all right,
yeah,
fair enough.
But anyway, so
but
I wear went, it. I asked, like, you know, what does LL mean? And he was like, I don't know, large? I'm sure... something else, but like
double
like
large.
Japanese people don't necessarily know that S means small, M means medium, and L means large.
Yeah.
Anyway, they say L size, M size, S size. You know,
yeah,
they might not actually know the word equivalent for that.
Right. Okay.
Just like how most Americans don't know what RSVP means.
What?
I mean, they know what the word, they know what it means to RSVP something,
right?
But they don't actually know what the it stands for.
Obviously.
Do you?
Yeah. Respondez s'il vous plaît in the original German. I mean French.
I thought it was respondez-vous s'il vous plaît. See? There's my point.
No, RSVP. No, it is respondez s'il vous plaît.
Is it?
Yeah, because then be RVSVP.
Ah, you're right. See, at least one of us doesn't know.
Is it RVSVP? No matter what the actual acronym is.
No matter how this goes down, I've made my point. But anyway, I said we use Excel, and he's like, "What does the X stand for?" And I said, "Extra," and he's like, "Extra starts with E." And he's like, "Aren't you an English teacher?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "How are we supposed to learn the language when the rules are like this?" And I'm like, "You know, it's like extra."
Right, right. You know, he hasn't been to America. He hasn't realized that we misspell things all the time for branding purposes.
Yeah, we replace S's with Z's all the time at the end of things.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those are products you wouldn't want to buy. It's kind of a warning sign.
Right.
If it's made with cheese...
Yeah, it's probably not. It's not proper cheese, chemically or taste wise. In this case, though, it.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
In this case, though, it is actually extra large. How much large are we talking about?
We are talking 90% bigger screen size.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, last time Nintendo's like, let's see. We had the DS. We made a smaller one. It was called the DS Lite. And we made Game Boy Micro.
Is that like tablet size? Like what?
it's basically almost a 5-inch screen. It's like the phone, like the Galaxy Note.
Mm, sure.
It one of those Android phones. Like, yeah. The screen size looks like one of the larger like Android phones.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, it's weird, like, for the last 10 years, technology has been so focused on make it smaller.
Right.
Make it small, make it thinner, make it lighter, make it... And then all of a sudden, smartphones are like, no, bigger! You know, like, Apple worked so hard to, like, make, like, the smallest, lightest, tiniest iPhone, you know, with the iPhone, mm-hmm. like, 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then Android went, no, bigger.
Yep, you gotta compete. So there's rumors, right, that there's going to be like an extra row of pixels, or like an extra row of like icons you can have on the next iPhone, but surprisingly not announced at the Apple conference.
I don't know if surprisingly. They don't usually announce hardware till it's like ready to ship like next week.
Okay, I guess, but they're coming up on a year since the 4S came out. And it was more than a year between the 4 and 4S already. So this, you know, I'm worried that this might be like the first year they haven't released a new phone.
Well, it was more than a year between the 4 and the 4S. So
right.
they might be on a cycle of doing a new phone every year and a half.
Sure,
or something.
But that means some year they're going to skip a year, right?
I suppose, but I don't know. It all depends. Like. It doesn't make all that much sense for Apple to discontinue their phone right now when it's the best-selling phone.
Sure, but that's never stopped them before.
That's very true. That's very true. And there's a lot more competition right now. Like, I think the Galaxy 3 looks like a really nice phone. Did you see the announcements for Surface, Microsoft Surface?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that thing's happening, I guess.
Yeah, that looks... I don't know. I've used a Windows tablet, and I know this is a long time ago. You know, this will be much, much better. But, like, it's like the form factor of a tablet. All the fun of crashing. You know, I don't know.
I'm sure it's no coincidence that they announced...
It grows up during its announcement, so...
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's no coincidence that they announced the connectivity with Xbox, smart glass and everything like that before they...
Yeah, it makes more sense now. But like, I wonder if there still will be like an iPad version of
I'm sure, but they want to, you know, they're gonna push the connectivity with their own device more.
Oh, definitely.
But you know, so as far as the 3DS is concerned, though, I thought that this announcement, this bigger and better, would mean I was going to buy it because it would have everything I wanted, be bigger, which I expected to happen. I
didn't actually. I thought it would be smaller. No. I thought it would be smaller. I mean, because, you know, the DS Lite. I thought the original was a bit chunky.
Well, comparatively, like compared to like the DS Lite and the DSi, and you know, the things that the distance between the XL / LL of the DS and the original is a bit bigger because a lot of those features already existed on the original 3DS, like the camera and such, and the downloadable content. Yeah. So what else would they do besides make it bigger? Well, there's one thing I can think of which might keep me from buying it, which is I thought for sure they were going to have the extra circle pad built in.
A lot of people thought that. Yeah.
So, especially because it's so much bigger, why couldn't they find room? And if you look at it, the screens are huge, so maybe that's why.
No, they still could have found room if they wanted to.
Yeah, they could have moved the buttons down and put the circle pad in line with the other one, but...
And that's the thing, though. I don't... Okay, time for a controversial statement of this show. I think for most types of games that Nintendo themselves make, that the circle pad is completely unnecessary.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. I mean, we talked about this on our own show. I mean, the video series. In fact, Nintendo, if they make new hardware, might make a game for it. Maybe two if we get lucky. But for the most part, it falls on second and mostly third parties to actually develop anything. And then there's less than a dozen and you're able to review it in a 15-minute video. I'm just saying.
Well, like, with I know what type of games would really benefit from the circle pad.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Maybe nothing on the 3DS itself. I was really expecting the 3DS to have some kind of connectivity with the Wii U, and adding the circle pad would make it an analog to the game pad. See where I'm going with this?
If that was what Nintendo was going for with this, then that would be. Then that would be problematic.
It just seems so obvious to me. And if they're going to spend the time to make it compatible with a second gamepad, why not make it compatible with one people might already own? I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying. Now there is rumor that it might still, but I don't know. Part of it might just be wishful thinking, though.
What kind of rumor?
Well, the new screen is much larger, of course.
Right.
And a lot more similar to the Wii U controller than the original screen. And there is the possibility that the pixels on the system are actually it might actually be a higher res. Not when you play 3DS games. They're not planning to fragment that way.
Sure.
But that it might possibly have a higher native resolution that could be closer to the Wii U gamepad. Now, of course, all this is speculation because Nintendo almost never releases technical details.
Okay, right.
But still, we're missing that second stick and the triggers, right?
Well, I guess, I mean, they already have left and right buttons, right? So there wouldn't be, like, Z triggers.
Correct.
Okay.
The second triggers.
Sure.
Now this is oh man, probably Nintendo's going to announce something between when I'm saying this now and when our podcast actually comes out.
Possibly.
Because that's how fast technology moves.
Possibly, yeah.
But as of so far, Nintendo hasn't shown what the cradle looks like. By cradle, of course, I mean like that charging station.
Okay.
That you put your controller into, you know, overnight to charge up.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything, right?
I mean, no, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It might mean the charging station is pretty much the exact same, or that they're not going with charging stations this time and just the like USB plug or something.
Right. I mean, that could be. On the other hand, you know, this is the same Nintendo that can't seem to clarify that the gamepad is part of a new system and not an add-on for the Wii. So.
Exactly. But theoretically, let's just speculate here.
Okay. Let's dream. I'm dreaming with you.
If they made a way that the cradle, like right now, the charging cradle for the 3DS is just basically something you put it on. It snaps on a little bit, so like if you jostle it, it's not going to fly out. But sure. You know, if you pick up the 3DS, the cradle's going to stay where it is. But if they made some kind of attachment system for this cradle that actually made it, you know, stay together.
Right.
You know, some kind of snap or something that it stayed on. You could theoretically have a circle pad built into that cradle. And since the cradle covers the entire bottom of the system, you could also add this second set of triggers.
Okay. Interesting. So would they spend that kind of R&D and whatever else to combine it? Well, I guess if they've already done the research for the mini version of the circle pad.
If you look at the circle pad is cheap. It costs like $15, okay. You know? Because, like, basically, it's just adding a second, you know, it's adding a signal from a circle pad, you know? To tell you the truth, it probably would only add a couple bucks to the cost of the system to change from just their regular dock to this thing.
Right.
But your question's important, though. Would they?
Right. Would they? I mean, wouldn't, you know, someone might. Would Nintendo is the question.
I don't think so. Like, that's the thing. I don't think it's Nintendo's prerogative to do so.
Sure.
And as much as we, the gamers, would love that, I don't know. And would you like to hear a conspiracy theory?
Oh, goodness. You know, we've gone this far down the rabbit hole. Why not?
Okay. Nintendo doesn't want third parties to succeed.
What?
Well, they make... licensing costs. You know, they make a little bit of money from third-party games.
Okay.
But Nintendo would make a lot more money if the only thing customers bought was its own first-party titles.
Right. I mean, that stands to reason, but that's true of any company that releases its own hardware.
It's true. It worked for Atari.
Oh, Atari. I've learned things about Atari recently that I cannot wait to share.
And in television.
And I didn't learn anything about, you know, in television.
Most of their games were like first party.
Okay.
Well, then Activision broke off, and then everything blew up. But like sure. In the beginning.
Sure.
You know. It was up to the. But look at the DS. Look at the Wii. If you look at all the best selling titles, there's almost no third party stuff on there. Well, in America, the Just Dance series really took off. But anyway, in general, like Nintendo, like, and no one buys a Nintendo system going, man, this is going to be the thing to play Call of Duty on.
Right, and Nintendo could totally position themselves that way, but they probably never will.
Because if they just do a Me Too with all the things... now, I can tell with the Wii U, Nintendo's trying a little harder to have some of the third parties on there. Because console games, it's hard for... I don't think Nintendo's big enough to support two systems by itself.
Right, you know,
making all the main titles. And, of course, third parties are always going to release new, unique, fun stuff. But look at this. Look at Smash Brothers. Nintendo's, like, just hiring out Namco Bandai along with their own studios to do it. And I think there's going to be a lot more of that. Nintendo's publishing the new Ninja Gaiden themselves.
What? I did not know that. Really?
Did you watch that video? It says published by Nintendo. It doesn't say Tecmo. I mean, of course, it's still made by Tecmo game.
Right.
Nintendo's the one who's going to be publishing it.
That's fascinating.
And like Nintendo handled all the localization and distribution of like Dragon Quest IX and things like that. Like Nintendo's basically, and those are the third party Monster Hunter 3G. You know, Nintendo worked very closely and kind of secured it as an exclusive. I think Nintendo's idea of making use of other companies will be kind of like having those companies make games for Nintendo. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, another good example.
Sure.
Nintendo's leveraging its own properties and these outside companies and having them, you know, put games together. Metroid Other M was, you know, outsourced to Tecmo.
Oh, right. Yep.
You know, all of these things. Like, Nintendo is like, okay, you don't want to make, not really making many games for our system. Here is a property. Do something with it, you know.
This is so funny to me in Tecmo's case specifically because, you know, they were the company that would never publish for anything besides the Xbox again. And then that guy left. Who was that who left?
He always wore sunglasses. I'm thinking something that starts with a T. Oh, I'm sad. I used to know this. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he was the head of like a Team Ninja,
mm-hmm.
who are still around, but like when so many members of a team switches, is it really the same thing? We talked about this before with Silicon Knights,
right?
Tomonobu Itagaki. There we go.
Itagaki. I knew that.
Itagaki.
Sinja's gonna like kill me
with the 3DS. I was thinking about this the other day. Because I was thinking, what type of game would really, really benefit from the circle pad?
Mm.
And it's easy. First-person shooters.
Right, naturally.
It would hugely benefit from that.
And an FPS on a 3D screen could be amazing.
All right. Now, I want you to name all your favorite Japanese-produced third-person games. Come on, I'll wait. There's Potted Arms by Konami, which came out on PSP.
Did the third-person shooters count?
Nope. Well, maybe. Will the third-person shooter benefit highly from a second stick?
Well, yeah, because like most...
Not as much. I mean, but yeah, it would benefit.
Yeah, like Mass Effect has third person shooter elements to it, and
yeah,
it controls like a shooter. Otherwise, yeah, yep. You know, so Mad World, does that count? Or I never actually played Mad World.
Well, I mean, Platinum Games, yeah, but like, I don't know, it has a lot of foreign staff there. But anyway,
okay,
but that's the point I'm trying to make, and let's think of all the really really good DS from last generation. DS games made by Western Studios. Okay, I'll give you a minute. Western Studios. DS games.
Wow, well, you know, there was that Metroid Prime Hunters. Yeah, that was terrible.
It was better than most, but okay. Okay, Western Studios. Nintendo DS. Give me the good ones. What are the great games?
Yep. All right. Point made.
Movie license titles and spin-offs. You know,
sure.
You know, the Assassin's Creed game was not too bad for it, but like it was just a spin-off. You know, it wasn't
right.
In general, Western studios completely ignore, whereas Japanese studios don't normally use the second circle pad.
Right.
And now, of course, there's exceptions to these rules. Capcom's trying very hard to make more Western focus type games, and so I can totally see why for their console system Nintendo added the second pad.
Right.
Because
that
has much more of a potential of Western studios getting involved, because Western studios did make games for the Wii.
They've had that since the GameCube though, so
yeah.
Well,
but yeah, in a way,
I guess the Wii, it was really only on the classic controller.
So like.
Yeah.
Basically, if you look at DS series that did really well for third parties, things like Phoenix Wright series, Layton, Love Plus, you know, just all of these, none of them would need the second stick. The only one that used it really was Monster Hunter 3G. But as I said when we were talking about this earlier, the game has far far outsold sales of the Circle Stick hardware. The majority of people playing Monster Hunter are playing it with a standard DS off the shelf. And the control is still better than how it was played on the PSP.
Yeah. Okay.
Just had a circle nub, and you had to make your hand into the claw, to be able to even control the thing.
Well, you know, I'm still frustrated though, because it's like, okay, we're going to make this system. We're not going to have it have all the capabilities that some people might want to use. So it becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like, well, why don't you make games that use both? Well, we've thrown you a bone with this add-on that not everyone has on the system. They're causing fragmentation in the first place. Then nobody takes use of it. It's like, oh, I guess we were justified in not having faith in this hardware we still bothered to produce. It's like 64DD was like that. The CD system was like that. I mean, we can name numerous examples of Nintendo, like, just doing that corporate thing that corporations do.
I understand. And that's the thing, though. Like, if they really did make a system that was incredibly, incredibly, you know, comfortable and good for third-party developers, you know, if they would have given the 3DS Vita-like graphics hardware and the second stick, yeah, I think a lot more publishers would have jumped on it. But look at how incredibly profitable Nintendo has been. And one of the key forms for that is, like, probably any DS owner, half of the games they have on the system were made by Nintendo. Like the must-own titles, you've got to have Mario Kart. You got to have you know, your regular Mario. There, for RPGs, the Fire Emblem is doing fantastic. You know, just stuff like that. What's selling is Nintendo games, or ones that Nintendo obviously put a lot of money into,
right,
making sure that they were exclusive, like Monster Hunter.
All right, I think I'm getting it now. So people who are constantly calling for Nintendo to leave the hardware market, or trying to spell out their doom so that they will leave the hardware market. Yeah, it's like, no one wants Nintendo to fail and, like, disappear. They just want their games, right? And they want them for other systems, but they'll never do that as long as they're on their own hardware, which we've explained our opinions on why that is many, many times. But I'm getting it now, because, like, in order to play Nintendo games that everyone obviously loves, you have to buy Nintendo hardware. And the problem is, you can't just buy Nintendo hardware. You have to buy Nintendo hardware and something else if you want to play any good third-party games. And that would make me upset if I didn't love Nintendo so much myself already, and I felt like I was wasting my money. It's like, why can't I just buy one system to like, instead of buying something and a Nintendo system?
So you mean, so you could buy just, like, one system to rule them all?
Nice.
Or to run them all. I guess, but then why do we have different systems at all, then?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that, how this, like, relates to the 16-bit wars, right? Because I was just thinking, you know, to, like, dovetail this, it wasn't always this way where Nintendo was a terrible place for third parties to flourish. Like the NES was just full of wonderful games that weren't by Nintendo. I remember and love playing, and the vast majority of my Nintendo collection, you know, my NES collection, I should say, is not of Nintendo games. That's really true of other systems.
Although Nintendo, I mean, truly has, even during the NES and Super NES days, Nintendo always has been a company where you'd be hard to find a single owner who didn't have at least a couple first-party titles, though.
Oh, that's definitely, definitely true. And I think also, like, amongst the other consoles that exist, you know, they usually have their first-party studios. You know, Sony has theirs, and Microsoft has theirs. Sega had theirs. It's Hudson Soft for the PC Engine, obviously. Few have endured as long, and few are as beloved as Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, some will say that they personally like some more, but, like, in general,
right,
way of speaking, yeah, Nintendo has created the most popular franchises ever. But yeah, you can easily own a Sony system or a Microsoft system and not have bought any of their first party titles.
Right.
The thing is, this system always worked for Nintendo when Nintendo was making a large profit on the hardware.
Yep.
You could have, you know, make a profit on the hardware and then make a little more profit on third parties. But now that the 3DS has dropped in price to a point where maybe they're making a profit on the hardware, it's, I mean, they don't really say, but, you know,
yeah,
where it's a lot closer, they're expecting their first-party games to make up any deficit.
Right.
Because a lot of Nintendo's base is kind of the casual gamer who might, for the whole entire lifespan of a system, buy only like 5 games.
Hmm.
Or less.
Right. Yeah. Crap.
Because when Nintendo is mainly appealing to people with expendable income and hardcore gamers and stuff like that, when Nintendo had the same type of base as you know Microsoft has now, you know, the serious game players, and or as Sony has as well, the serious game players, the gamers, well, they bought a lot more games.
Yeah.
But if Nintendo was appealing to the casuals, I mean, which it basically is, it's appealing to the casuals a lot more, and they only buy like 5 games, and they're all third-party games, Nintendo's profits are going to sink like crazy.
Yeah, but and like unlike for,
yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Unlike Microsoft or Sega, even Nintendo didn't really have other business. Like they did arcades, sort of, I guess, but like, you know, Microsoft especially
playing
does
cards.
All kinds of playing cards. Microsoft did all kinds of other things. You know, they have their software business, they have other hardware, you know, they're into phones now. So Nintendo just has these games, and yeah, so if their bread and butter doesn't deliver, they don't have any other profit streams at all.
Exactly. And so they've kind of put themselves in this scenario where of course they want third-party titles on the system because that helps push hardware for a certain segment of gamers. But like a lot of people who own the Wii, when I was a exchange student, my host family, they had a Wii, not back then, but they have one now. And they have just Wii Fit, Wii Sports, Wii Play, and yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow.
You know, and there's lots of gamers like that. I know a lot of people bought it just for Wii Fit. So, like, we see that it's the best-selling hardware of last generation, and that's very true. But, you know, the acquisition rate is not nearly as high. And now you're competing against a lot of experience that take away from full price titles altogether. You know, like you can get by with just a couple, you know, full fledged store bought games if you're buying a lot of downloadables and things like that.
Right, right.
Which are expected to be sold at a lower price. So if Nintendo's not making money off hardware anymore, and they're only making a little bit of money off third party stuff, you know, they've really got to. They've got to lock it down. And again, that's my conspiracy theory. I don't know Nintendo's plans. I don't know what Nintendo's going for. Maybe they really are trying really hard with third parties, and they're just flabbergasted that third parties don't jump aboard. But
well, I saw somewhere that Nintendo's, you know, I guess either released their savings or like someone just speculated based on other numbers. But it would take 17 years at their current rate of losing money for them to be totally bankrupt. So, I don't think it's gonna.
They're in a fine position, but you know they want to continue growing.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess the point is that yeah they could stand to lose some money, but they don't want to, and they don't need to because they have so much of it. Man, I feel like this whole discussion has made me like start to lose my faith a bit more because there was a time when I was a huge Nintendo fanboy and like bought everything that Nintendo Power read. I mean, not like bought literally, but like, you know, believed. And after the Dreamcast came out, that changed for me. And now like the Xbox 360 is my console of choice. I'm playing Mass Effect 3 again on it, for instance. So if that says anything. But I wonder what people think about us and might have lost faith in us.
Us as a Famicom Dojo?
Yeah, as in video producers and not podcasters.
Gosh, I agree. I agree. Mm. We've become kind of a podcast, haven't we? We started out as a internet video show, and then we were an internet video show with a website.
Yeah,
and then we were an internet video show with a website and a DVD. And now we're kind of just a podcast.
Yeah, we didn't really mark the occasion, but we've been doing this podcast weekly for over a year now, you know, minus a hiccup there.
Yeah.
But
are you calling your new baby a hiccup?
I just meant our release schedule. We had a regular release schedule. This is episode 52, but yes. You know, which would mark a year, but that actually happened back in May. Was our first actual podcast episode.
Yeah.
So, wow, congratulations to 1 year. And I bet people are wondering where the heck the videos are, because we released one episode, the Sega Scope 3D special, which wasn't part of our original plans, and then a bunch of TGS videos, and essentially nothing after that. So I really hope that we're working on something, he says as if he doesn't know.
I really hope you're doing that like for the dramatic effect, and you haven't actually forgotten about all the work we've been doing lately.
It's true. We are in full production mode right now, and we're not talking to, like, about just like one video. We're talking about, like, I don't know, a baker's half dozen.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if you count our little videos too, I mean,
I suppose.
All the stuff that we're working on right now, we've got to be getting close to a double digit number of projects in the pipeline
now. Yeah, I think you're right. So one thing that we're trying to do that we had intended to do before but never had like the logistical framework in place, I guess, to really accomplish it is to instead of getting things released as we finish them, we've been working really, really hard to get them all done so that we can just release them one after another for on a weekly schedule. And you know when it starts, you know when it ends, and you know what to expect in between.
Right now we have, well, we basically have two projects in the can right now, and we're not going to tell you what those are.
No. We've been hinting about one of them.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. No, I guess not.
I know what you're referring to now.
Both of those
are completely new things.
Okay.
And they're smaller. They're smaller in scale. And of course, we have the next. I hate this term.
Yeah.
Full episode. I think a lot of our specials have been more full episodes than a lot of the original episodes.
Yeah. But that 3D. Shoot. Sorry. Yeah, that Famicom 3D system one has been like one of the fastest growing, most popular videos we've done since we started the show, and
it wasn't officially planned in the episode order. Yeah,
right, which is silly. So that's one of the things that we're trying to change, especially as you'll see in this upcoming onslaught. I guess I think you coined that.
So we
too.
Are going to use the word onslaught.
Okay, why yes, not?
There will be an onslaught of videos, and not just videos coming
Ooh.
Up.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Oh yeah, so many plans, so many ideas. So we've been hinting about one of these videos that we have been working on for a while now, and it's going to start our onslaught. There's a whole bunch of other ones that we haven't been talking about that we have planned, but suffice to say, we've decided to branch out a bit and break away from the storyline, I guess, especially since we found out like the 3DS, I say 3DS, but I mean the 3D system,
yes.
Did so well. And one of the things that we don't do very strongly is talk about individual games, at least
yes.
historically. And we're going to change that, especially because those specials had us reviewing games as part of hardware that we hadn't really done before. And so we got at least three of those videos about gaming tips and tricks.
And from this podcast and the feedback that you guys have brought forth, we've had a lot of really good ideas that we wouldn't have thought of otherwise. So
it's true.
For this podcast itself, at the end of it, please, if you have any anything you'd really like us to talk about, we do actually listen to all those suggestions, and some of the things that were coming out right now, you might look at it and go, oh my gosh, did I suggest that? You know, not unknowingly.
Right.
So
I mean, some things we had an idea to do already, but like others have been requesting that we also do them while we're working on them or while we've had them planned. So I'll just say that we spent a lot of time in pre-production, and that's like, I want to say 80-90% done, and we started full-on production of the parts that are finished. And we're being deliberately vague about timetables and content until we have more of it done. But we wanted to give you, the podcast listeners, a heads up so that when we make the full announcement, you'll be like, I knew that was coming.
One of the episodes was hinted at in episode 4 of the... Episode two. The original season 1.
So everyone, go back and watch episode 2. In fact, why don't I make it easy for you? I'll make it one of the related videos for the podcast. How about that?
So, oh my gosh.
I know, right? That's crazy.
That it's finally going to come around. That's insane. Is what that is.
That's a 5-year wait for those who are keeping track at home. Oh my god.
Oh wow. Yeah, but has it really been 5 years?
By the time this comes out, it will have been, yes.
That's amazing.
We're just about a week or two away from our 5-year anniversary, and we're still in the middle of season 2, so that's another thing. We're going to stop with the seasons because that's not helpful either. It just makes everyone wonder, you know, why, you know, did it start? Is it over? Is the DVD out yet? And the answers are yes, no, no. But yeah, so we're going to change how we do things. And if this is successful, that's how we're going to do things in the future, I think, is have these slates of episodes that we release on a regular schedule, and then in between do fun things like the podcast and anything else, you know, convention coverage, anything else we can think of. That seems reasonable.
I think so. And we'll just keep the stuff coming.
Yep. I like stuff that.
And don't worry, we're not planning to get rid of the podcast either, though.
Although we might need to do shorter episodes just so that we can accommodate our production schedule. Because I'd rather do that than, like, go biweekly or something. Wouldn't you? I think that's fair.
I think so, too. Because if we can record 2 episodes in the time we'd normally take for 1, we don't have to skip any weeks. And I think that's better. I don't know, though. When I get going on a topic, as all of you listeners are aware of, it's kind of hard to shut me up.
Well, yeah, this one was intended to be short, but we just get on this roll, and yeah, like anything we intend to talk about tends to spin out into this larger discussion, which is occasionally by design, but like this week, I don't think it was intended. My revelation as to Nintendo's intentions has given me a lot to think about for next week. Let's just say that much.
Sean's not going to be able to sleep tonight.
So, yeah, I guess if you can't sleep either, why don't you leave us a little comment on the Famicom Dojo.tv. It's always Twitter and Facebook, of course. Famicom Dojo on both of those. Our free iTunes storefront for Famicom Dojo. Our YouTube channel, That's Orange, which includes other non-Famicom Dojo things by Powitz TV. And, you know, just us hanging out, talking about Ninja Turtles or whatever.
Oh man, the Ninja Turtle video.
It's so fun. We love doing this, by the way. And when you see what we've got coming up, I think you'll.
We really hope it's going to make you guys smile. We know everybody's been waiting a really long time, and that's the biggest question we always get. When are new videos coming out? And the answer is soon. Now, we've said this before. But like, as I said, some are actually even done right now.
Right.
They are done. We are just delaying so that we can get, much like how a television program goes, so that we can actually run a number of episodes in a row rather than release an episode, multiple months wait, release another episode.
Right. So. And it's really hard to just sit on it because they're so fun. I want you to see it now.
I think unique is a better word.
All right. Well, I think they're fun.
Okay, that's good. That's good. But anyway, lots more coming from us. We want to continue to hear from you. Leave us a comment. And if you have time, why don't you watch through some of the old Famicom Dojo videos again and see where we've come from before you see where we're going.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to watch them now.
I should. It's been a while. Admittedly, it's been a while. So, okay.
All right. Until next week.
Okay. See you. Goodbye.
Famicom Dojo.